Right, hello guys, welcome to Playtime Podcast for another episode here with me, Charlie Radnage, and Miles Nazer.
What's up?
Before we go any further, I thought we'd just appreciate Miles's hair.
Oh yeah.
He got here today and I said, mate, your hair looks really good. What have you had done? And turns out he said a Brazilian
blow dry. How badly do you almost want to say the other word? Every time I say Brazilian blow dry, it's like, yep, that's what I've had.
It does look really good, but it just cracked me up when you were telling me about it. So talk us through how the process.
So basically, fucking hell, this is so bad. So basically, my hair frizzes up really easily without like doing a blow dry and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you know what? When I am like in a rush, leaving the house, my hair goes really fluffy and it really annoys me. So I was asking my hairdresser, how do I make it more like kind of straight and I don't have to do as much work? Is there like, you know, a product or shampoo?
What, does it require quite a lot of work? You need to like...
Yeah, you know, massage my head, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And also because I want to grow it out. I'm growing it out at the moment.
Oh, are you? What, are you going for like a...
No. If we're going to say man bun, I'm not doing a man bun.
Are you going to like grow down to
No, not that.
No.
When I say long, I'm not going, you know, fucking.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't do that.
Don't do that. No. So he was like, we do this thing and it's like a hair mask called Brazilian blow dries. And I was like, that sounds funky. What is that? So basically they put like this paste, like this serum in your hair, and then they straighten it with like a straightener, and then you can't put anything in your hair, wet it for 8 hours, and then you wash it all out, and then you got this.
Yeah, looks like a...
It looks like silky smooth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like a hair advert.
Yeah, thank you. That's what I was going for.
Yeah.
You know, that hair advert guy.
Yeah, maybe I should get the Brazilian...
Blow dry. I don't know if it would... Is your hair too short? So you actually have to have longer hair.
Yeah, okay.
I would love to see your hair. Have you ever had your hair, like, back?
Yeah, I had it back, didn't I? Before this haircut.
Oh, I think I'm so used to seeing your hair like this now. I can't remember.
I don't know what I prefer. I might go back to what I used to have. But I'm getting a bit like, I feel like my hair's receding a bit. So I don't know.
Show the corners.
This is where my hairline's at.
Let's see. No, you're fine. You've got another like few years in there.
So yeah, I don't know.
Would you ever do a buzz cut?
A buzz cut?
Mm.
Well, my hairline's not strong enough along here. That's why I wouldn't do it.
Because I think you'd suit a buzz cut.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Is that one of those things? I was listening to a Chris Williams podcast.
Yeah.
And he said a stat about like basically how women will often encourage other women to get a bob.
Really?
Like as a tactic when they feel intimidated by the other person to take them out of the game with like other guys.
What?
Is that what you're trying to do to me?
Yeah, I'll take you out of the game, man. How does a bob take out?
Because apparently, like, just in general, I don't think bobs are very well received by...
So why would getting a bob take them out? Oh, sorry.
Because they're trying to sabotage. They're like, oh, yeah, that would look great.
Oh, my God. It's like the Ross and Rachel thing. This is a little quote from me. But when Ross gets a new girlfriend and Rachel... convinces his new girlfriend to shave her whole head, and then she comes out of the sea bald, and he's like, oh wow,
yeah,
touch there.
Yeah, it's
sabotage, man. Amazing. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how legit it is.
Do guys do that?
I don't know.
I don't think, you know, I don't think guys are that petty.
I don't either.
I think we're more just like, I don't know, what do we do if there's competition? Best man wins, I guess. If I see now girls with bobs, I'm like, oh, you've been fooled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does look good on some girls. I personally think longer hair looks better. But,
yeah.
What about the whole fully shaved hair?
I'll
tell you what also sometimes is quite surprising. When you see a girl, they've got normal hair and then they've suddenly got like...
Oh, a patch on the side. Yeah.
You're like, whoa. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that's... I don't... You know what? Like, obviously... Hey, your style is your style.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, go for it. My personal preference, I really like long hair. I like a girly girl. I said that really well. Weird. Girly girl. I do like a girly girl. So, yeah. Like, I think long hair for me is a bit more of like... If I'm dating a girl who's got, like, the same length hair as me, and from the back, you just see, like, those two guys are cool. Sweet. Because when I had long hair, people used to always go, oh, excuse me, miss. I was like, nope. I'm a mister.
Did you get that?
Yeah, yeah, all the time. Really? Because when I, first of all, I've got a baby face already, right? So imagine when I was 14,
yeah,
with long hair, I look like a girl.
Yeah.
So, you know, I got misgendered a lot.
Misgendered?
Yeah, all the time. All the time.
Really?
All the time. Excuse me, miss. Even in school, I was like, you're my teacher. You know I'm a boy.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think, because it's less of a thing now with boys, but do you remember when we were kids, your mum would never get you a haircut? Like, you, all the guys would have, it would get to a stage where you'd have really long hair. Is that just me?
No. I used to cut my own hair. I used to just shave it off.
Really?
Yeah, I used to buzz cut it myself.
No way.
Yeah.
Did your parents
I used to look like a fucking nutter, mate.
Well, how old were you doing this?
Let me try and find a photo.
That's insane.
I won't be able to find it now, actually, but I'll find one. But like, at that time, because I just did it myself, I, like, when you have a buzz cut, you need to have it faded up, right?
Yeah.
I just got like a one, like, all over. I look like,
so you look like a tennis ball?
Yeah, I look like a tennis ball. I look like a bit of a thug, to be honest.
Yeah. Thug life chose you, man.
Thug life. That's not the... I was trying to...
That's the... That's the rock sign.
Trying to do a gang sign. I don't know what gang sign is. But anyway.
Is it like West Side? Is that...
No, let's not try and do this.
No, yeah.
This doesn't suit us.
It really does. Especially when you've got a posh accent and you go, West Side, bro?
Yeah, let's not do this.
Yeah.
So today...
Yeah.
Miles and myself, Miles and I, we're going to pick a topic about dating, because you guys always want to talk about this sort of stuff. Well, you want to hear about it.
Yeah.
So
I like this topic because this isn't going to be an interesting one. And I hope it gives help to everyone on how to proceed in this way. Well, I'll let you talk about this.
I guess it's kind of like just having a chat about it. We're definitely not experts. I'm not anyway.
I am.
But,
So...
Today I'm going to ask ChatGPT for a few dating topics.
Yeah, so...
So I'm going to type in podcast topics about dating.
Yeah, see what comes up. Okay, here we go.
We've got 10 here. Modern romance, navigating love in the digital age.
We've kind of done that before.
We've
spoken about that.
The science of attraction, what makes us swipe right?
Oh, I like this.
That's good.
This is good. Because you know what? I think...
Before you delve in.
Okay.
Let's pick one.
Yeah.
Before we...
Oh, yeah. Pick a topic. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Dating in different cultures, love around the globe. Oh, Canada.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow. I love that. Oh, Canada.
Ghosting, benching, and zumping.
Zumping?
Decoding modern dating lingo. I don't know. I know what ghosting is. I don't know what benching or zumping is.
Okay, I'm going to go to Urban Dictionary and search up zumping, because that sounds unbelievable. What was the other one? Zumping and what?
Benching.
Benching. Benching.
We know what ghosting
is.
Ghosting is when you just don't message them back after a date or when you see them.
Okay, zumping. I'm going to say it in a sentence and try to guess what this means. I will plan on zumping my girlfriend today.
It's got to be something to do with dumping.
Okay.
I reckon it's... Maybe it's like jokingly dumping them, but not actually dumping them.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Like zumping. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you're joking.
Yeah. So you're like dumping your girlfriend, but then you go, only joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you zumped her. Okay.
Yeah,
okay. So it's to do with dumping, but it's dumping your girlfriend on Zoom.
Oh, zumping. Wow. Zoom.
Zoom dumping.
Who zooms each other?
Well, unless you're doing a business call like we do, how are you dumping? Can you imagine?
I guess that's more relatable to maybe in lockdown. Maybe people used to Zoom more.
But that ChatGPT, isn't that like new stuff saying like what's new at the moment? Zumping? Or was it a benching?
Benching.
But like benching, isn't that like...
Surely it's just a video call dumping. So like FaceTime, WhatsApp, Zoom, anything.
Benching is when you start dating someone you think is nice and who has potential, but you're not crazy about them. You don't know whether to keep dating them or dump them and move on to the next one. This is where benching happens. Instead of going for either of the above polarized options, you put your date in your mental maybe folder and bench them, so you date around to see what else is out there. Oh, you literally put them on the bench.
Well, yeah, it's like building up a pipeline, isn't it?
Wow, I like how you guys both knew that. I had no idea that was a thing.
No, I don't do it myself, but I can see the logic.
Benching.
Yeah.
Lawyer, sure. But I see what you mean. But isn't that, I feel like, benching also, isn't that part of dating anyway? Like, you would date
well,
a few people and then you kind of, like, pick out who you match more with, no?
No, I don't know, like, because the what it's saying there is ultimately you pick someone, you don't really like them, but you're just going to keep them there just in case, like, you don't find someone better. And if you don't, you go back to the bench.
Some wow, damn, benching.
Yeah, it's a bit cutthroat,
That's savage. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have you been benched?
We've all been benched. Yeah, I'm on the bench. I'm on the bench at the moment.
I think I'm on the bench at the moment as well. I am on the bench.
Oh, no, I'm not even on the bench, mate. I'm the water boy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Damn, what is the water boy?
He brings the people on the bench water.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, mate, that's like,
please
words.
Let me on the bench.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Please give me a chance to potentially date this girl.
Oh, mate. Benched. Okay, I like that.
Yeah, interesting. So just to fire through the other ones before we delve into a topic.
Yep.
From first date to I do relationship success stories. Well, we've got no experience in that, so let's cut that. The art of flirting, mastering the subtle signals. That's quite funny.
I like that. Subtle signals.
Dating apps unveiled behind the algorithms. We know nothing about that.
Yep.
Dating disasters, hilarious tales from the world of romance. Long distance love, making it work across miles. Ooh. That was a very specific one to you.
Wait, what? What is
that? Long distance love, making it work across miles.
Oh, okay.
So long distance. So,
you wrote my name in this and went, I'm going to write miles.
Dating during the pandemic, love in lockdown. So that's shit as well.
I mean, we don't need to talk
so
about that.
So I think we either go with the art of flirting, mastering the subtle signals, or the have science of attraction, what makes us swipe right.
I like the science of attraction, what makes you swipe right. Because I think it's an interesting topic, especially in our generation now where everyone is meeting online. And it's like, okay, what is a perfect profile? Like, what makes you swipe right apart from the physical attributions that you like in someone?
Yeah, so I think the first thing up is you can't, like, I find it really difficult to like someone on a dating app if they're all of their photos are group photos, because it's just like you're trying to work out who it is.
Group photos are iffy.
It's almost like you want to lower the friction for you trying to understand, because ultimately you're having a glance at their profile, aren't you? And if you're having to fucking work out who it is, you're just gonna be like, nah.
Also, I think with that, and I think the reason why people do that is because, oh, I want to look like I'm a fun person, right? So I'm social. But the my issue with this is the whole point of a dating app is to sell yourself, right? It's like, oh, look at me.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do a group picture, have one.
Yeah.
And towards the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because then it's like, me. I'm fun at the end. Have the fun you at the end. Because when you're, especially when you've got to remember the mindset.
Me.
Yeah.
I was actually, because... Is it Chris Williamson? Oh, sorry, again. You guys are getting bored of this. He interviews someone who is like the head of, like, works at Hinge, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes through what makes a perfect Hinge profile. And basically, she was saying no group photos and no selfies.
No selfies.
Yeah, apparently a selfie makes you just look like a fucking narcissist.
Really? Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So after that, I was like, delete.
Yeah, all my pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, no selfies. Yeah, because I think the group picture thing is if you've got too many, you're, as someone who's on dating apps, if you're swiping, especially when you're swiping, you're not really, you're kind of doing it like quickly, you don't really care. You're not like taking a time out and like, look, guys, I'm gonna swipe to find the one. You're just going because you're like, you're a bit bored, right?
I don't know though, because I think also something we need to bear in mind is not everyone uses dating apps in the same way that we do, I don't think. Like,
in what way,
there's
though?
A lot of people that will go on there that are more considered with their swipes. I think girls are probably more considered as
Of course. Well, I think there's a big difference. I think women probably are going to be more looking at the bio, more about kind of what he does, what he's about, all that kind of stuff, more than the kind of pictures itself. Like, I think you definitely, like, when my sister talks to me about when she's on Hinge, she'll go, okay, well, I look...
She's giving you the, like... What,
yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So she's giving me kind of like a watch, like a checklist.
Yeah.
She, like, first of all, she comes across a lot of like blurry pictures and she's like, that's a no-go. Yeah. Like, you've got a couple of blurry pictures. It's just, what are you trying to hide? I don't really like that, right? So she likes clear pictures. Mm. She doesn't necessarily, is not looking for, oh, it has to be my type of person, but it's got, there's a few attributes. So it's obviously to individuals' opinions, but for her, it's, I like a bit of facial hair. You know, I like to see if he does an activity or maybe plays music, something like that in one of the pictures. And then
Jackson Nazir.
A bit like Jack Nazir. I mean, I'm not going to say my sister has daddy issues, but I'm going to say it. Jess, you have daddy issues. I'm joking. Saying this, my sister's dated, her two serious exes were musicians.
Really?
Yeah. And a hairdresser. And my mom's a hairdresser.
Well, they say that you're supposedly go for people that are like your parents.
I don't agree with that because also, like, I don't really want to go for someone who's like my mum.
No, but like, yeah,
anyway, we're going off to chat. That's a good topic to go into. But yeah, so she, and but the other thing is, like, so in on Hinge, obviously, I'm not on Hinge, but on Hinge, I know that it's like there's like questions that they answer, prompts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. And for her, it's kind of like, okay, she looks at height straight away.
Yeah, I think that's a common thing to look at.
Yeah. And then she looks at if there's a funny quote or something that's going to make her laugh. And then also, because there's a music bit, right? Like, well, your favorite song. Because she's really into music.
Sometimes you can pick.
Yeah. So she like wants to see if, like, what, if they connect on like a music level and all that kind of stuff. And then she'll swipe. So for her, there's more like, the pictures are not too much of a go. It's more like, okay, I've got certain attributes that I like about a guy. I hope, hopefully he has them. Mm. But it's more about, okay, height, like fun. Do you like the same music? Go.
Yeah, fair. That's a good way to look at it, I think.
Because as a guy, we don't. I'm not gonna lie. The bio is the last thing I'm gonna look on the list.
Yeah, I think so for me as well. I just going back to your initial comment where some people have only group photos. Mm. Another thing we should probably bear in mind is, I guess we have quite a lot of like photos we can use that we have solo. But like a lot of people don't.
True.
So if you don't, why don't you just get a photo, like get someone to take a photo of you? Like,
you know what?
Because probably like quite a common thing for a lot of people. Like they're just, a lot of people aren't as like in front of like to be in front of the camera. Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
We are way more in front of the camera. We do more shoots, for example. We do more like things because it's part of like the, I guess, our job. But I think that's actually quite a good thing to add. Like, I feel like if anyone's listening to this who, you know, the majority of their self pictures are maybe selfies or group images, maybe, you know, why not hire a photographer?
You don't even need to hire a photographer. Why don't you get like your mate to take a photo of you? Like, say you're going for a drink, get your mate to take a photo. Yeah. Say you're walking in the park, hold a dog. No, don't hold.
Find a dog, hold the dog, take a picture of the dog.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it just gives a much better accurate representation. Yeah. And the point on it being a clear image, whenever I see anyone that's like, you can see it's a heavily edited or filtered photo, I'm straight away, I'm like, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's just like, come on.
Also, you can get...
Just be yourself.
You can get caught out with the AI images now. Have you seen the AI accounts?
No.
Like, there's these AI accounts.
Oh my God. I actually got the weirdest fucking message the other day. I think I got AI'd.
You got AI'd? So, God, it's gone from catfish to AI'd.
Well, it is a bit of a catfish, actually. She sent me a rose and I was like, hello, how are you doing today?
So British. Hello, how are you doing today?
She's like, I'm good, you, da-da-da. She was like, listen, I'll get to the point. I like you and you're the only person I wrote to from this profile. This isn't me. The lady in this photo is Sandra Beacon, a public figure. If you like pretty older blondes and you can find your way in this situation, we can chat on WhatsApp.
Wait, so she owned up to being a catfish?
Yeah, literally like a few messages in, yeah.
What did you say?
I just haven't replied. Mate.
That's mad.
That's weird, right?
What do you expect? Like, how can... The thing is, the flaw in that is you've, let's say, you get that message from this profile, image. You go, I like the person that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And then they then tell you, oh, I'm not that person. Well, why would you continue that?
Well, it's just from the get-go, it's just like kind of like a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah, you're lying like about who you are as a person.
Yeah.
there's, you know, down the line, if you start dating, there's going to be a few more lies, I reckon.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's just a strange angle, isn't it? It's a bit like...
that's mad.
A bit like my other catfish situation that I think I went into ages ago. Last podcast it turned out to be basically a guy.
Yeah, he messaged you saying, I'm a guy, by the way.
Yeah.
It's crazy that... I actually wonder if that actually works. Because if they're doing it, there must be a ratio.
I don't know. It's wishful thinking, isn't it? I think... I don't get the logic behind it because I'm sure they could like meet someone normally without having to do that.
Yeah, it's becoming a strange world. I think, you know, not to go back into more technology and dating, but I do find it interesting, you know, it's so easy for people to hide behind the camera now, you know, so easy to hide behind a profile, an AI or catfish. It's like, you know, you could become whoever you want. You can create your own life. You can make a Facebook profile. You can make an Instagram profile of someone who is not you, and you can live that. And it's one of those things where I think it's more like it's quite sad to see that, because it means that that person doesn't feel comfortable in who they are as a person. And I don't know how society can help that, because I think life is quite hard and you can come across people who are really horrible, and you can come from that can stem from, you know, either being bullied at school or being treated differently, and then you're like, I just don't want to be who I am, I want to create this other life. And that's when it becomes, and then they get addicted to it because it's working and they get things out of it and they get that, I guess, a buzz. I've been catfished savagely, you've been catfished as well. And I think it's as much as you want to judge that person and be like, you've really like, you've got me into this kind of horrible emotional connection with someone that doesn't exist. Yeah. You're also hurting behind the camera. You know, you're trying to be someone who you're not.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got to feel sorry or sympathy for the person that's doing that, because it's clearly like something not right. Right?
Yeah, it's mad though.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, to get back onto our...
the swiping. We've gone so far away.
Sorry, we took a bit of a detour, didn't we?
Yeah, so the first thing we said is group images. If you're going to do them, minimum one.
I've got one in mine.
Yeah? Yeah, I've got one as well. I've got one. Yeah. Oh, I might have two. No, I've got one. I think it's like a dinner with everyone. And it's like, oh, look, these are my mates. You know? But and it's at the end. At the end, because like a profile again, I think it needs to be majority about you.
Yeah, I do think though that you definitely should have at least one with friends, because otherwise it just looks like...
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. I think it plays into that like whole...
Narcissistic.
It looks a little bit like...
Just, look at me.
Yeah.
Okay, what else is a no-go for a profile?
So something you just talked about there, on Raya, you don't have prompts, but on Hinge, you have like, I think it's three things, like you answer questions like, my type of person is, or like whatever.
Yeah.
If someone has three prompts and they've just like not written anything, they've just done a dot, or they've just gone like...
Oh yeah.
And they're like...
They're not bothered.
Yeah, it's just a bit like, come on.
Okay, so my other thing with those prompts, are you... deterred away from a prompt that will say, I am looking for something serious? Because that does come up.
Depends on the girl.
So it depends if you fancy them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because, well, yeah, I think that's a given, right?
Well, no, because I think it depends on your headspace also.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're like looking for more casual things, obviously that's the scary place, because it's like, okay, well, you're looking for something casual, you really fancy the girl because you're attracted to who she is, but then she says, I'm looking for something serious, you're like, oh damn,
yeah,
you know. But then is that too intense in the beginning? Because even I feel like, I always say this, regardless of where you are in your life, and I think you'd agree on this, even if you're like, oh, I'm not really interested in having a serious relationship right now, I'm really busy with life, whatever, I think when the right girl comes along, you'll do it anyway, right? Yeah. So I think you should always have the mindset of, okay, I am wanting to be single, but I'm always open for something to be more serious if I'm in that kind of space with that person, right?
Mm.
But I think if you have that on your bio, it kind of, sometimes I think that's a bit too like, I'm looking for something serious. If you're not looking for something serious now, there's no point. It's like, well, we should probably figure that out.
Yeah, no. I do agree with you, but also it probably cuts the shit because there's definitely a lot of guys in there that are just on there because they want to have sex.
Yeah, true.
So it's kind of like, don't know, what do you do really? I can see the logic behind it, but it definitely culls a lot of guys out of the picture. Yeah. Probably like 90% of guys.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, yeah, no. No, thank you.
But yeah, I don't know.
Okay. So no group pictures, one.
No. A group picture.
A group picture, but like one.
Clear photos.
I reckon.
Like some effort with the prompts.
Yeah, effort with the prompts.
Something funny. Not saying. Tell you what I really don't like.
Voice notes.
No, I think they're quite funny. But when someone lists off like what they're looking for and it's just like this long, extravagant list.
Oh,
just,
my God, like, no. Chill out. No.
Yeah. Have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you just got to joke around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess so. But that's the whole thing. Like, what is the dating apps? Like, it's become... Like, when you go on Hinge, when do you go on Hinge? Like, when is it in the day?
Really varies. I don't have
in the morning.
No, I don't have it like a set time. It really depends. Like at the moment, I'm not going on it much. It's quite draining. I find going on dating apps.
Yeah,
it's just like too much going on. It's like
It takes it out. Like, and I also think the issue with, and I think Raya tried to stop this, but like it doesn't really work that well. But based on Raya, you can only swipe a number of times.
Yeah, but then you can swipe more later in the day.
Yeah, exactly, right? Because it goes and it says, we are committed for you to find a relationship, which is great. But I think the issue with swiping and dating online is the whole saying, the grass is greener, right?
Yeah.
I think you can end up being in this vicious cycle where, oh, I'm looking for Mrs. Perfect and I won't stop swiping until I see it.
Yeah.
And then your kind of like your checklist becomes you're right?
Yeah, sorry, nearly went down the wrong hole.
Your checklist
I'm good.
Your checklist becomes more and more and more as you swipe. You're like, oh, I like this. I'm like, oh, but I want this, and then you keep swiping, and I feel like that's where swiping in dating can be tricky.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know?
Got to limit it. You got like, to limit your time.
You know, we went to that Thursday dating.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good concept. I think that's one way to like help people maybe meet in real life.
For sure. I feel like we've touched on this topic a lot, but yeah, dating apps just make people meet in person way less inclined to approach people, all this sort of stuff.
Yes, man. When are we going to stop?
I don't know, Miles. I don't know.
Roy, what's your take on this? What's your like take on the whole kind of dating apps and all that kind of stuff?
You're taking some time off, right?
Yeah, it's an interesting one. That was what I was thinking actually when you were talking about it. So one of my goals this year is to not go on dating apps, full stop.
At all? The whole year?
Whole year, mate. Whole year. So reason being is last year I actually found myself, I think I said about it in episode one, where I was going through certain things and I was like, I actually kind of want to be with someone. And then the whole thing was like, it's counterintuitive to be on dating apps because regardless of who I see on a dating app, even if they're 10 out of 10 beautiful, get along them really well, I know because that initial connection came from a dating app, I'm never going to take it seriously. So then it's like, why am I putting myself in all these situations where I'm essentially wasting time? Because I know, regardless of how great it is, because the seed was planted in a dating app, I'm never going to let that plant grow.
So my question is, why wouldn't you take it seriously if you met someone on a dating app? Why is that?
Mate, it's a good question. And to be honest with you, I don't have like a definitive answer. I think it's just the whole thing of like, I want that connection to be natural and organic.
Yeah.
And obviously, if it gets to a certain period in time and I'm like 33 and nothing's happening, then I would probably explore it.
But see you when you're 30, 33.
Yeah, yeah.
see you when I'm 33.
See you there, girls.
Yeah. But I think I want that organic connection, as everyone does.
I've got a question for you. So, yeah, nice idea. But what are you doing to meet people organically?
Yeah, as well.
We touched upon this again in the first episode, didn't we? And I kind of said that I don't think there is a theory. Obviously, you've got to put yourself in scenarios and positions where you are going to meet someone. But I do, I, I, honor that element of chance, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, like, look, you're not going to meet someone at home, like, doing work, are you?
Yeah, granted, mate, but I do have a life. Like, I do go to certain places. I go to the gym.
Wait. You have life?
Correct. Yeah, I do.
No, fair. No. I think it's a good approach. But I think the reason why people with that same mindset still have dating apps is probably because it gets to a stage where you're just being very... I think there's an element of being too passive with it.
Yeah. I think you need to prompt yourself, though. You got to help.
Like, I completely agree with you that, it'll come, like, when it's the right person or whatever. But at the same time, like, you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah, and the one thing that I would say, it depends if you classify Instagram to be a dating app, because obviously I still have Instagram and I still speak to girls on Instagram. So essentially, I don't have any traditional dating apps, but I am still speaking to girls
on Instagram.
Okay,
so this your thing is, see, that's the whole kind of New Year resolution is flawed, because I consider Instagram basically a dating app. It's a place where you have your online profile. Yes, you have it for if you're like a public figure or if you're whatever it is that you use it for. Like, we have a production account for it. It's a business tool as well, 100%. But I think it is utilized a lot in our day and age where it's for people to kind of be like, I kind of like you, let's DM. And that is essentially a dating app. I think if you really want to do this kind of, I don't want to be on a dating app for a year, you should not talk to girls on DM.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can do that. Yeah, there's a few on the bench in there as well.
There's a few on the bench. Interesting. Yeah, I mean, good luck. I think I kind of agree with what you're saying. I think you have to, you know, nowadays, especially, I think one thing that I've noticed is people don't walk up to people and actually try and date someone. Like, I was on a dog walk yesterday, right? And then there's this girl who kind of wanted to say hello to my dog, but didn't. She didn't know if she could approach. And I kind of smiled, but I was on the phone at the same time. So I was kind of like, oh, fuck. I was doing a voice note. And I was kind of like, yeah, because she was really hot. And then she kind of...
Should I go on board?
good boy. And then she didn't. And she walked past. And then I finished my voice note. And she was... It looked like she wanted to come back. She was with a friend. And I wish in that moment I had like more of the... oh, hey, here's my dog. Hey, how are you? What's your name?
We've done that a lot of times as well. When me and you was walking together, we've been like, why did we not just stop
because
and say hi?
If you think about it, you drink and you meet someone at a bar, you do it there, you know, you'll go and you'll approach people more often because I feel like there's a weird, it's like when we were talking about, you know, the whole, do you approach someone in the gym?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like environments really dictate your, maybe confidence or no, not even just your confidence, your approach to how to approach someone. Because in the gym, it's kind of like, oh, kind of a no-go. When you're in a club or a bar, or not a restaurant, but like a bar lounge, whatever, you're like, oh yeah, this is an environment I can approach someone.
Yeah, 100%. I think it's a lot of stuff that goes on in like in terms of like the media and stuff as well. You see girls feeling like uncomfortable being approached in certain situations, or there's like stories about like pervy men and shit like that, and like it almost crosses your mind even if you approach them in a normal way, just like, hey, how are you? Like, am I gonna come across weird here? Like, are they gonna be uncomfortable? And that's like the last thing you want, right?
I guess so.
I don't know, that's what goes through my head sometimes. I'm like, are they gonna feel like uncomfortable? Like,
I don't
know. But probably a lot of the time they do like to be approached, I reckon.
I think it's quite rare. I think it's there's a telling sign. I don't think I'm the type of guy who can approach a girl who hasn't seen me and then give me an eye contact.
What is it? In my dark?
She's on the phone. She's like in on the whatever she's doing and she hasn't seen me and then I approach her. I wouldn't be able to do that. But if I do feel like you can kind of, you know, see an eye line with someone, if like, okay, if you kind of look at each other and then there's like kind of a little look, that's when you could surely feel more prompted to maybe approach.
It's when you actually break it down though, it's a lot of guys like us as well. It makes your heart pound. You're like, oh my God, am I going to go say hi? But when you actually break it down, it's very normal and it's like quite a simple thing to do, but you just work it up to be more of a thing because you care about the outcome.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the fear of rejection as well.
I think, yeah, it's a huge fear of rejection. No one's rejected.
That's something I really took away from when I was in the US, like how like forward people are. It's so refreshing.
Yeah.
People just walk up to you and like, hey, how are you? or I see like some guy in a bar walking up to a girl and they'll be like, hey, I think you're really good looking.
It's mad.
Can I have your number?
Yeah. It's not a very English thing to do, is it?
Yeah, but like it probably would work quite well, I think.
I think so.
And the thing is, what's the worst that's going to happen?
they say no.
Yeah, exactly. No, we've had this conversation before, haven't we?
Because
I remember I was.
Did we talk about Jack Jones?
so
funny.
Good. So good. Anyway, let's
go back on the swiping thing. I think, because we kind of went down the road is dating apps a good thing?
Yeah.
Let's take it as dating apps is what we're using now.
Yeah.
You know, it is a good thing. It's a healthy kind of way of dating because it's what the generation is using now. And you know, in a few years' time, it might be different. But right now, that is the way forward. And I think having a good dating profile is important.
Mm.
I think not having too many like friend pictures, so you're like guessing who you are, making sure maybe, okay, taking away the selfies, no more selfies. Again, I think that's a really good piece of advice. Get your friends to take pictures of you when you're out and about. I think that's so good. And put that onto your profile. And also, I think one thing that I've noticed that I like when I see a profile, because again, regardless of what I'm looking for in physical attributes of a girl, if I'm attracted to you, like you said, if a girl's way too done up, too much makeup or face tuned or whatever it is, you're kind of like, you're fit, but I'm not interested. Whereas I think pictures where you kind of a bit goofy work as well. So it kind of shows that other side of you, just not kind of super serious. I'm on a dating app, I'm here to date. It's like, find like a light side of you is quite nice.
I think also one where you're smiling as well is good. Shows it's like a bit more approachable.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, like if you're just all of them, you're just like...
It's too posy. You don't want it to be too like pouty and, you know,
yeah.
I say this.
My
pictures are really like modeling pictures.
I tell you what would be quite interesting. Why don't we review each other's dating apps now?
Fucking hell. Okay, let's do this.
Do you have Hinge?
No.
Because that's such a better one to review because it has prompts.
I don't have Hinge.
Oh, mate.
Damn, sorry, mate. Gonna have to give you my Raya. Oh, this is going to be... Here we go. Oh, three new messages. Okay. I've got a little bio you can read.
Okay, are we going to do Raya here?
Yeah, let's do Raya.
Okay, Raya's not as...
Let me see.
My rares, like, I don't think I come across very well.
Let me see.
Wait.
Let's see what we've like spoken about.
I don't have anything. How do I go back to the start of my profile? Okay. Oh no, wait. I'm gonna have to close it and open it again.
Okay, here we go. Oh my god. What do you mean, oh my god? Wait, what's my first picture?
Can I show you the camera?
Yeah.
That is classic.
Yeah, the wind blowing in my hair. So, first of all, we both have semi-shirtless, you're shirtless.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go from picture to picture. Okay.
See, my rear, I don't think, is as strong as my Hinge.
So, your first picture, I really like it because it's kind of like... off the cuff, you didn't realize someone's taking a picture, but you totally did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Yeah, you did. Second one. See, I would have said no to this.
Let's see.
Because you've got a girl next to you.
No, but it's like a group photo.
It's not really. You've also cut someone out. You've got their elbow in.
Well, that's just because you can't put the full thing in on Ray.
Is it because you're wearing a suit and you like the suit?
Well, it's because I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm looking smart. I'm in a group.
Okay, good question. And type this in the comments below. Do you think seeing a guy's profile with another girl next to them, does that put you off?
No, I don't think it does.
No, well, we'll see what the audience says. Then the next one, this is stupid because I don't see it.
Well, that's because Ray is fucked, mate.
Okay. Oh, you hold down. Yeah, you got to see your bod. Cool. Yeah, I like this. This is strong. This is like, what's up? Hey, I'm here to not to play or to play. What is... You surely had a better picture of this.
I see.
You're squinting. It's like the sun's in your eyes and you can't see.
Really?
Yeah. Look at that picture. You're like... Your eyes are basically closed.
I think I'm just looking somewhere.
And I like how we were talking about no blurriness.
Yeah.
That's but that's cool. I like that picture. That's quite cool. You got the bucket hat. Oh my God. I didn't realize you were actually proper like...
Cock out.
Basically cock
well,
out.
Well, no, not exactly, but...
Yeah, like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this is nice. A little bit of party boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got, I think you've, oh, look at that. You are capital, you know, doing a bit of a radio show. I'm famous. I like it. It's got a good profile, some cool pictures, shows who you are. You're athletic, you like skiing, you know, you're busy. What else does it say? 29, lives in London. Your song of choice, Chris Brown. When I'm telling, keep it drama,
bring okay, let's go for yours.
I love this. That was great.
Look, mate, you're a fucking good-looking bloke. Let's just put that on the table.
Thank you, guys.
I like this one a lot.
Yeah.
Nice and approachable, nice and smiley. This yeah. one's like, ooh, I work out.
That's right. That's what I was trying to go for. great jawline.
I've got friends.
Yeah, see?
What? You looking at me? It's sunny outside.
I was in a van there as well. So
wanna come to bed? I'm just about to juggle some oranges. Gym time. Skipping. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad. Athletic.
Yeah, athletic. Oh, that's funny.
Nice teeth.
Yeah, you know, that's literally when I got my my first composite bonded done, so I had to...
Just been to Nike. Oh. Yeah, looking big there. Nice.
Thank you. Yeah. Had a pump.
I think, yeah, that's a nice photo as well.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, that's nice. So let's actually just stop this.
Yeah. there you go. Thanks.
But, yeah. I mean, whether we really resonate with the advice we've just given, I don't know.
I don't really know. I think, I think what is the perfect swipe? I don't know. I think a mixture of everything, really. But again, I think the main thing is you've got to remember dating apps is all to do. It's very shallow. It's to do with what you look like. So make sure you've got a clear picture of yourself.
I think another thing as well is like, just don't get like a version of the app where you can like, where you pay for it and you can just swipe all day, because that's just going to create a really toxic,
that's bad.
Not toxic, but like a negative relationship thing, because you'll just like be swiping all the time.
Well, that it goes back to what I was saying before, where you get this addiction of wanting more of something that you will never get, because you're thinking, I want this person to be this.
Yeah, I mean,
and you'll never get it, and you'll keep swiping.
100%. It's also designed in a way where it makes you want to swipe more, right? To get a match or like da da da. Also, I'd say as well, like, maybe you just like speak to people for a bit. Don't speak to too many people at the same time.
No, like the what you said, speak to some people.
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, don't not speak to anyone, and then it get to a Friday, and you're like, oh fuck, I want another date. Like, and then just be like, what are you doing this evening? That's like a proper
But we all do it, don't we?
Behavior, isn't it?
We do it. We all do it. Like, I'll tell you, especially me at the moment, when it's like, you know, I don't go out anymore, and I mean, because I'm really busy with work and I'm tired, and then I don't really want to go out. But like, I do find myself Friday night watching a movie, takeout in hand. I guess I'll swipe a little bit, you know, because you want that there's a bit of validation of like, I want to feel wanted when I'm feeling my most, you know, alone.
Well, so as in you'd swipe and you'd be like, what are you doing this evening?
No, in terms of I want to swipe and get a match and go, oh, I feel good now.
Oh, right, fine, yeah, fine. Yeah, I thought you meant as in you'd swipe to be like, do you want to come
around? No, not in that sense. More in the sense of you have that kind of like, oh, I want to feel wanted, right? That's essentially part of dating. Like, you want to feel wanted by someone, you want to feel, you know, appreciated, you want to feel like attractive to someone. And if you're kind of on a dating app, that's what it is. It gives you that kind of dopamine hit of like validation.
Fair.
You know?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a weird environment, isn't it?
Do you think it will ever change?
I think there'll be like a bit of a shift away from it, because I think a lot of people realize how difficult it is to date properly on day apps. It's just turned into something that's just like,
so I think it'll get worse.
There will be a stage that I think it's going to heighten from here, but I think there'll be a stage where there's like a bit of a correction and like things will go inverse, and like there'll be new solutions which are more like events based, like Thursdays, or like I don't know, difficult to say.
Yeah.
So Miles, I wanted to ask you and Charlie, of course, a little bit about women, both physically and emotionally, and in terms of like some of their attributes on both sides, because I think that a lot of people are probably under the impression that you massively prioritize physical attributes, and I think in actuality that's not true. So I've got 15 of each, 15 related to physical, 15 non-physical. I'm going to allow you to pick 6 things in total. So obviously the more non-physical you pick, the less, I guess, beautiful your woman is going to be, for sake of example. So, first 15, empathy, nurturing nature.
This is going to be quite difficult to remember all of them. Okay, go ahead.
Hopefully, like a few will stick out.
You
can remember them. Nurturing nature, resilience, compassion, intuition, patience, communication skills, emotional intelligence, gracefulness, creativity, sensitivity, collaboration, kindness, adaptability, warmth. Curvature of hips, feminine facial features, soft skin, breasts, smooth voice, long hair, generally smaller stature, wider pelvic structure, subtle facial expressions, lighter body hair, softer muscular definition, different fat distribution, generally smaller hands and feet, pronounced eyelashes, rounder body contours.
Whoa. And I can only pick 6 out of both lists.
6 in total.
And obviously, you know, if I pick more physical things, then she has less, you know, characteristics. And
correct.
Okay. And it's out of those lists. That's interesting. I think I would pick empathy.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I think it's an amazing attribute to have empathy towards people, towards general things in life. I think you're more of a kinder person. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when you are in situations where you don't have that empathy for someone or something that's going on, and you're more like rigid on certain things, if your partner has that, it brings that out of you as well. So I think empathy is a really, really good one. I would then go with I'd say this is hard.
Yeah, if it's too hard to memorize, I would say just pick some non-physical and physical.
I'm doing, but from the list I remember, creativity. I like that. I think someone who's creative. I don't know. This is hard, you know.
Any thoughts, Charlie?
On the non-physical, communication ability, or whatever it was, emotional intelligence, warmth, kindness, and then on the physical.
So you've got 4.
Yeah. And then on the physical, all of the list. No. I can't really remember, but like...
But in essence, what you're saying then is, because there's a 4-2 split in yours,
yeah,
you prioritize non-physical attributes. Is that correct?
No, there's a balance. Like, in reality, that would be like... I'm just trying to paint like the perfect picture of how they are personality-wise, and then other things fit into place. But it's very, you don't often find someone that ticks all the boxes on both aspects.
Mm.
Would you entertain someone who is not physically attractive? And the reason that I ask is I would say argument with my dad's girlfriend at Christmas, and she was basically saying, look, you prioritize looks only, and if they don't have looks, then you won't entertain it, this, that, and the other. And I was saying, look, to a certain extent, you're right, because for me, the looks is what kind of gets you in the door. And once you're in the door, then you kind of vet them through, right? These are the characteristics I want. But if someone was like so amazing and you got into a conversation with them and they ticked all your non-physical boxes, would you entertain it?
Well, that's the friend, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree. Completely agree.
I think that's what you determine is like what a friend is, like someone who ticks all the boxes on the 100%. Other side. Like ultimately, you need to have physical attraction.
What's the whole point of being in a relationship with someone?
Yeah, I know, but obviously the other side of it is super important because looks fade when you get older. If you're married to someone and you're with them long term, like those things become like less dominant and you need to be able to click with someone and what have you. But like what you're describing, if there's zero physical attraction, that's basically a friend.
But I guess the argument is that if all of the non-physical boxes are ticked, can that combine and then translate into a physical attraction?
So I can answer this because I've been there. I've been in a situation where I got along with someone so well and they ticked every non-physical attribution of me wanting to, you know, sorry. That's probably my... lines prep. I've been there before where, you know, all the other things that I'm looking for in a partner, which are non-physical, are there, you know, kind, passionate, you know, warmth, all that kind of stuff, which is great. But you quickly realize you can be attracted to their personality. But if, and I say this in the nicest way possible, for me, a very big thing in being attracted to someone is I want to rip your clothes off and I want you to rip my clothes off. Like I want that instant kind of like attraction of like, you know, Miss and Mrs. Smith vibes. Like, oh my God, like I just want to, you know, that for me is super important in finding my partner because I've been there where, and it's horrible, where you are basically with a friend and you're not having sex.
Who is it?
I'm not gonna say.
Well, we'll bleep it.
No, I'm not gonna say. But like I'm saying, you know, you've been there and I've been there before and it's not great. And you go, oh well, I can live with, you know, you get into the place where you can be really comfortable with someone, but it matters to be it matters that you're physically attracted to your partner for sure. It has to be there. And it's I actually, you know what, and people might disagree, I think it's a very high percentage of that needed in a relationship. It's I think it's 60-40 almost, maybe 70-30.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think the one thing I would say, and I think we could all probably agree on this, is that someone's personality can enhance their looks.
In essence,
like you could meet someone and you could be like, before I've spoken to them, obviously not to use this horrible scale, but maybe they're at a 6 out of 10, but actually once you get to know them you're like, wow, like this woman is so amazing. True. she's a 9.
And you can get the reverse as well. You can literally you know, it can go from, oh my God, you're, and it honestly it's happened so many times where you're like, you're like a 9, 10, and you meet them, you're like, oh my God, you're a mean person, you're like a 4. It's mad. That is so true. I have to admit, like you could not fall in love with someone's conversation, but almost like, I have you been in that position when you're like, you've had a glass of wine with this girl you're dating, whatever, and you're talking for hours, and you're just like, this is amazing. And like, you're physically attracted to them, you're on the same page, your energy match, and you're just like, this is just what I've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if you get that, hold it and keep it, please. If I give any advice to anyone about, if you find that special person and you feel that and you have those long hour conversations into like 3 a.m.,
What happened to the one that you had that with?
What the both sides having like everything together. Well, it didn't work out, did it? Well, it's only happened like a couple of times, so I would say it's not necessarily to do with you, it's more with the other person if it's not worked out.
Not me, it's them.
No, in the sense of like,
it wasn't my fault. It was completely their fault.
No, in the sense
they fucked it.
No,
they lost this.
No, in the sense that they didn't want it. Yeah, not in the sense like, oh, they fucked it. No, no, in the
it's
sense
not
of,
me. It's you.
Yeah, yeah. It's.
look, this isn't working.
And it's definitely...
You ticked all the boxes, but no.
It's you.
It's you. It's you.
Oh my God, so funny.
Okay, nice. Well, I think that's...
Yeah, let's leave it there, man.
Yeah, a bit of a wrap, I think. Thank you so much for watching, guys, as always. There's not really much to announce other than appreciate you being here. And as always, if you've got a podcast that you'd like to support to us about, hit us up with Playtime Productions.
info@playtime-productions.com. Send us an email and we will get back to you, or just go to our website and there's a clear way to get a consultation call for free. But another thing I just want to say, I've been getting a lot of DMs on Playtime podcast when it's back and all this, and these episodes are all kind of mixing up, so it's not like episode 1, 2, and 3 like we normally do. But I just want to say thank you for everyone who's just supported, even though we've taken like a huge gap off doing these episodes. We are so busy and it takes a lot of time, especially when we have other priorities whilst we have this podcast, whilst we have a business together. There's so much we're all doing as a three. So the fact that, you know, you guys miss us and you want to see the episodes and we can, you know, have fun in the studio, and honestly it's really fun. Like, I've had a great, you know, hour, whatever, how long this episode's been, you know, chatting about things that we don't necessarily maybe know exactly what we're talking about, but it's three guys just, you know, trying to be as real as we can. So if this does help and you enjoy it, let us know, comment, you know, honestly, it means a lot when we get those DMs or messages or even stopped in the street, like, love the podcast, because it makes us kind of want to do this more. So yeah, we appreciate you a lot.
Cool. All right. Thanks so much, guys.
lastly, by now you've probably seen an episode with me and an episode without me.
Yeah.
If you could just comment which is better, that'd be great. Thanks.
With you, for sure. Definitely with you, bro.
Thanks.
Cheers, guys. We'll see you next week.